the market was already pricing a hawkish Fed chair heading into this past Friday's speech, yet somehow the Fed chair still managed to exceed these expectations. Powell stressed rates pushing higher for longer while dismissing any views that recent softer inflation data would be enough to force a rethink of policy. The resulting price action has been intensely risk-off as a consequence, with stocks getting crushed and the U.S. dollar making a big run to the top side. The pound has extended declines to fresh yearly lows as the week gets going, taking an added hit on the news of the Goldman Sachs downgrade of the UK economic outlook. Looking ahead, absence of first-tier data on Monday's calendar will leave the market focused on bigger picture themes. It's worth noting we're still in summer trade for a good portion of the world, which means thinner conditions, which could mean the market perhaps pushing a little more aggressively than it might normally want to. Things will continue in this manner until mid-next week when the U.S. returns from the long weekend holiday break. That's all for now.